Solomon Islands may not have had any confirmed cases of COVID-19, but fears over the disease is still posing a threat to public health in the country. Solomon's health authorities say there is a serious shortage of blood at the country's largest hospital, and they say it's because people are not donating, scared of contracting the virus if they do. Stocks at the blood bank are now running at an all-time low, with only family donations the only thing that are keeping surgical operations running. Our reporter Evan Wasuka, who is in the Solomon's capital of Honiara, has more.
Eddie Varro is a 42-year-old ship captain. He's also a blood donor and has donated dozens of times in the past decade.
When I gave blood, it motivated me. Because the more I give, people recognize me, they like me. I see it as a blessing and the rewards I get for the blood I give.
Donors like Eddie are vital for the hospital here in Honiara, where 400 units of blood is needed per month to treat patients and to carry out life-saving operations. The hospital routinely collects up to 300 units per month, with each donor providing one unit each. But all that changed in March when Solomon Islands declared a COVID-19 state of emergency. Alfred Dauphin is the head of the medical laboratory at the National Referral Hospital.
For the month of April, we only collected 23 volunteer donors. This is supposed not to be the amount that we should collect. And the family replacement is 156.
He says it's donations from patients' own family members that is used for their surgery and for essential treatment.
We discourage this family replacement because this family replacement, it looks like people are obliged to give because of their one-tocks or relatives are sick, which is not a good thing. The blood is meant for everybody. So to volunteer, it comes right out from your heart to save the life of the sick.
It's not only low supply of blood that's been a problem for the hospital, but border closures have also led to shortages of equipment like test kits.
We are also down with the screening kits. All this blood are screened for infectious diseases, especially like HIV. We're done with that last month. So that really also impacts on our collection. We have to rationalize the collection so that it fits the number of screening tests that are available.
The screening kits have now arrived, but the bigger task of getting donors through the door lies with hospital partners such as the Red Cross. Blood donation officer Sam Waria says it's the fear of coronavirus that's preventing people from giving blood.
The panic of donating blood, they might catch COVID through the syringe or maybe they infecting the receiver from their blood, all these doubts.
He says the situation is unlike anything he's seen in his years working with the Red Cross. Mr. Waria says the fear is so great, family members have also been reluctant to help out their own relatives.
People just panic or have fear to just go in through the hospital compound. They might catch COVID from passing through the hospital.
Red Cross Health Manager Joanna Tatalu says it's been a perfect storm that's led to the blood bank running low in supply. And that can have dire outcomes for the patients whose lives literally depend on the donations.
During the state of emergency, schools were closed. And as I've mentioned, schools were our main donors as well. And also companies and businesses on scale down, and also they are our main donors as well. So I think that's one of the contributing factors to our blood shortage.
With schools now back in session, Sam Waria has been spending his days on the road talking to students and companies to round up volunteers. So far, he's collected 57 donors, but it's not close to the hospital's target of 400 per month. According to Red Cross Australia, there are no confirmed reports of coronavirus being transmitted by blood transfusion anywhere in the world. Mr. Waria says their first priority is helping reduce concern about COVID-19.
Ensure that people in the public, they understand the agency at the hospital. People are desperate for blood to survive and the chances of COVID passing through a diffusion of blood.
One person who doesn't need to be told twice is regular blood donor Eddie Voro, and he's calling on all Solomon Islanders to join him.
It's not a harm, Mayor. It's not a harm for you giving blood.
There's no harm in giving blood. The main thing is to save lives. As far as I'm concerned, and according to the Bible, you and me, we all need each other.
That we all need each other.
That was Eddie Voro, ending that report by Evan Wasuka.